Chapter 4.
They were all willing to murk women, children, hustlers, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It didn't matter. Anybody could get it if the price was right.
Unknown. Carter flipped through the different denominations of bills as he diligently counted the cash that he had just acquired from his flip. After the drama he had experienced during his father's funeral, the business he handled in Atlanta made the trip better for him. He would now leave the dirty South $180,000 richer. This was definitely worth the trip, he thought to himself, as he admired the hood riches that lay scattered across the hotel bed. He put the bills in $10,000 stacks and wrapped rubber bands around each one to keep the money organized. He counted the cash a second time to verify that his money was on point. He was thorough when it came to his paper. It was the one thing that he knew he could depend on. Money was his first and only love. Getting money came first in any situation, and he was determined to keep his pockets fed. A knock at the door interrupted his thought process, and, out of habit, he grabbed his pistol from the nightstand and approached the door. He had been a bit paranoid from the events that had taken place the day before at the funeral, so he wanted to be as cautious as possible while he was in Miami. A nigger would never catch him slipping. He looked through the peephole and eased up when he noticed the distorted image of his father's right-hand man. Sliding the chain from the hotel door, he unlocked it and allowed Polo to enter the room. Polo shook his head and looked at young Carter. It was still hard for him.